Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The New England Aquarium is celebrating the grand reopening of its most famous exhibit today. It's the 200,000-gallon giant ocean tank. The tank underwent a $17 million redesign, and it's now home to a new reef that was hand-fabricated in Charlestown. The environment is one of the most realistic coral habitats in the country, and is now home to more than 2,000 animals. We recently had a tour of the giant ocean tank and learned that the reef is so realistic, even the shyest, most modest fish are feeling very, very at home.
The reef is looking just the way it's supposed to in the wild in terms of the natural area, and those animals are feeling comfortable enough that they're trying to reproduce there. And that was a really signature moment for us where we realized we're doing this right.
You know, I can say it in another way. Yeah. If there's a lot of sex going on in our new exhibit, we've done a good thing.
You're trying a whole new demographic, bud.
I'm Bud Riss. I'm the CEO here at the Aquarium.
And I'm Tony Lacasse, the Media Relations Director at the Aquarium.
Now I've got to go see it, right?
The person so. Knows going to kill you for killing the family. The family demographic.
Should we go see it?
Bull shark.
Wow, look at that.
There's a bull shark over there.
All right. This is a Caribbean coral reef. It simulates a reef as you would have seen in the Bahamas, not yesterday, not a couple years ago, but maybe 100, 200, or 300 years ago. So it is a reef in a really vibrant, undisturbed, healthy state.
It seems so crowded. I mean, it seems like a busy marine city to
What's
me.
Really interesting to watch, we call all our fish animals. So we've put the animals, almost 2,000 of them now, in here, kind of almost one by one over the last 30 days. You start with the smallest ones and work your way up the food chain or kind of the web of life in the oceans. So the smaller ones can get acclimated. They can learn about the habitat. They can figure out where to hide. And then as you go up the food chain, you add the predators. And, of course, the last to go in are the sharks. And we're halfway there on the sharks. We have four. We're going to have four more in there. And they begin to give some order to the tank before the sharks and the tarpon and the other big predators get in. Everybody's kind of relaxed, and they're just doing their own thing. As we add in these predators, which we try to keep really well fed so they won't bother anybody, you notice that the fish start schooling.
What is that? Sorry, the one with the protuberance coming
out
of its
There's
head.
A number of our puffers or balloon okay. fish in here. We've also noticed that a lot of the smaller fish have come down to the bottom as the sharks swim around the top.
You know, you mentioned that, and I'm just thinking, given all the ocean acidification and the death of reefs all around the world, in a way, we're looking back in time almost.
Well, that's right. And the reason for doing that is not just to make something beautiful, but it's a way to capture people's imagination and really tie it to an important conservation challenge, and that is, how do we restore coral reefs all around the world to good health?
This is a wonderful and difficult place to do an interview because I keep getting distracted by who's swimming by. Oh, so let's head up to the top. You know, one of the things that I've always loved about this exhibit is that because it's so tall, it does accurately represent sort of the stratified layers.
We compress a reef. You know, this is about 25, 30 feet tall. It probably is about 50 foot of reef that we've kind of compressed so we can illustrate different layers of a reef.
What grows makes
it really interesting because as you move up, you see different fish that hang out at different levels in a reef.
Hammerhead.
Well, we're almost at the top of the tank, and this in an actual reef is the place where the most sunlight would be
The most beautiful corals that we've designed here are these elkhorn or staghorn corals, and they look exactly like it sounds, like antlers on an animal, and they're really quite beautiful, and they're a different kind of habitat to exhibit at the top of a reef.
Look at that. That's amazing. Sorry, the ray just keeps going.
It's a very large ray.
He's huge.
Yeah.
How big is he?
He's probably about 3 or 4 feet across, and, you know, I always say to myself every time I see the rays, if I ever want to live in the ocean. I want to be one of them. They are the best, most graceful swimmers in here, you know.
Now, I did see a turtle go by. Do you know what species that turtle is?
There's the Kemp Ridleys, and then we have our famous resident, who's Myrtle the Turtle, who's been in here from almost the beginning, if not the beginning.
1970.
We think she's about 80 or 90 years old. She's rather large, 500 or 600 pounds, and probably the most famous animal in here.
Well, I'm hoping she decides to put in
an
appearance.
She'll be here, yeah.
Myrtle's been in here since 1970. She's the biggest animal, and so she's a dominant animal. But what happened was that Myrtle went in, and there weren't many animals in there, and there was a 200-pound loggerhead sea turtle in there. And normally the sea turtles ignore each other. And what happened was, is in a big open space, Myrtle came around the corner, and the two turtles were face-to-face. And then all of a sudden, Myrtle just sort of looked at her, and then Myrtle reached out with a very huge front flipper and just literally tossed the 200-pound loggerhead to the side. And at that moment, the veterinarian and the chief diver both looked at me and said, no need to wait until the end of the day to notify the media that Myrtle's here. She's feeling fine, and she's back to her normal behavior.
There she is. Yeah. Wow.
She's imperious in her behavior. That's a polite way of describing it.
Wow.
Oh, Myrtle, my girl.
Can you just tell us your name?
My name is Sherry Floyd Cutler.
And your title here?
I'm the Giant Ocean Tank Supervisor and Senior Aquarist.
Sorry to interrupt, but
because
I know you got to get to work, but what's it like for you in the new coral structure versus the old one?
Spectacular. This has been a long time coming. I've been here for almost 20 years. It's unbelievable. Every time I go in, I find a new coral patch that I didn't notice, or there's a fish that, there's so many of them in here, though. I'll see a fish that, oh my God, I forgot we even had that fish, or really crazy, cool behaviors, or to see Myrtle so happy. It was tough for the turtles while they stayed in the penguin exhibit because it's so shallow.
Right.
That when they got back in here, you could see it on their face. They were just so happy, just so glad to be back.
Well, thank you. I'll let you get
on
with your dive.
Sorry, I could go on and on and on forever about this exhibit. So
have a great dive.
You have to cut me off. Thank you.
So when people come to visit, what do you hope they come away with after seeing the new tank?
First, I hope they go, wow, and they really enjoy it. And we like to see a lot of smiles. This is a happy place because the oceans are a wonderful thing that we like to share with people.
You know, coral reefs are the tropical rainforests of the ocean. Small habitat, but one of the most important habitats in the ocean. You know, some scientists are actually concerned that by the end of this century, they may be an extinct habitat.
Well, I think the point here is if we can show people the beauty of this natural environment, what it was like, which really means what it should be like, I think that's a way to capture their imagination and get their help in restoring reefs all around the world.
We would shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves.
Bud Rees is the CEO of the New England Aquarium. Tony Lacasse is the aquarium spokesman. There's more information about the newly redesigned giant ocean tank at our website, radioboston.org.
We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do.
And that's our program today. Stay with WBUR for the latest news about that tornado warning for parts of Essex and Middlesex counties until 4:15 today. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.